Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. Most of the time when we start a new job or a new profession, we are little concerned about our success. I'm sure I asked myself when I started my school teaching career, will I be able to teach English to these young people? How can I manage a classroom full of high school students? It certainly is natural for us to enter new situations with some trepidation. That fact helps us to understand how the Israelites must have felt when God commanded them to go into Canaan and remove all the pagan tribes from the land. They had just crossed that great and terrible wilderness, and seemingly would have been poorly prepared for such an enormous undertaking. Moses knew the difficulties they would encounter, but he did not want them to be discouraged. He urged them to obey the Lord's command. Moses told them, "If you shall say in your heart, 'These nations are more than I, how can I dispossess them?' you shall not be afraid of them." Deuteronomy 7:17 and 18. We must not minimize the situation the Israelites faced. They could not have had many weapons of war. They probably did not have a great number of experienced soldiers. Their enemies were almost certainly better equipped for battle than they were. The enemies knew the territory much better than the Israelites. The people of God may have said in their hearts, "There are so many of them and so few of us. How can we possibly win?" Following are the Lord's words to the Jews, "You shall not be afraid of them, but you shall remember what the Lord your God did unto Pharaoh and unto all Egypt, the great trials which your eyes saw, and the signs and the wonders, and the mighty hand and the outstretched arm, whereby the Lord your God brought you out. So shall the Lord your God do unto all the people of whom you are afraid." Deuteronomy 7:18 and 19. In other words, the Israelites had a power on their side that could defeat any army in the world, either an ancient army or a modern one. That was the power of God Almighty. With Him on their side, there was no way under heaven they could lose. How easy it was for the Israelites to forget what the Lord had done for them in the past. At the time Israel was delivered from Egypt, Egypt was the strongest military and political power on earth. They were 1,000 times better equipped for war than the Israelites. But God intervened with signs and wonders and a mighty outstretched arm. He was the one who performed the plagues that persuaded the Pharaoh to allow the people to leave Egypt. The psalmist provides us insight into what God did for His people. "Our fathers did not understand thy wonders in Egypt. They remembered not the multitude of thy mercies, but provoked him at the sea, even at the Red Sea. Nevertheless, he saved them for his name's sake, that he might make his mighty power known. He rebuked the Red Sea also, and it was dried up. So he led them through the depths, as through the wilderness, and he saved them from the hand of him who hated them, and redeemed them from the hand of the enemy." Psalm 106:7-10. And if God delivered them from the hand of Pharaoh, why did they doubt he would enable them to win the battle for the land of Canaan? Christians are involved in our day in what the media and others like to call a culture war. The enemies of Christianity do not come after us with guns, tanks, bombers, and chemical agents. They attack with words and laws designed to keep us from speaking out on the great evils that are tearing apart our homes, our communities, and our nation. Are we afraid to speak out against sexual promiscuity, abortion, gambling, beverage alcohol, homosexuality, and such evils? Do we realize how many lives are at stake in these ungodly practices? God has always demanded that His people stand on the side of righteousness and speak out against all evil. We should know that silence can be sinful. Thank you, and may God bless you.